quantity that we are not allowed to judge, and we shouldn't be a judge when it comes to a person's iman. The other thing also we learn from these hadith is the power and the strength of this kalima la ilaha illallah. So powerful this kalima is that it doesn't matter whether a person is a kafir and he's fighting a Muslim also, and this person has done so much of evil in his life, disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every way, and even towards the last part of his life, so to speak, disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fighting the Muslims, one of the worst acts he can do, but just says the kalima la ilaha illallah, and this potential that this kalima has, the power that kalima has, to wipe out and give him a clean slate, and make his blood, make it honored, make himself honored, from a position of being totally dishonored in Islam, to a position of total honor, just by virtue of this kalima la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. So this, from these few ahadith we learn this quite strongly. And Usama bin Zayd radiallahu anhu qala ba'athna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ila al-huraqati min juhaynata fasabbahna al-qawma ala miyahihim. Hazrat Usama bin Zayd radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he sent us as an army unit, he sent us to the Huraqa, from these people were from the tribe of Juhayna. And he said, we reached there in the morning by the watering place, the watering hole where the people would gather to get water in the morning. So when we got there, وَلَحِقْتُ أَنَا وَرَجُلُ مِنَ الْأَنصَارِ رَجُلًا مِّنْهُ. So he's giving his incident. He said, myself and another Ansari Sahabi, what we did was we managed to attack somebody or to tackle somebody. فَلَمَّا غَشِينَاهُ. And then when we overpowered this person, قَالَ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. So in other words, this person, at that last point, he said, لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, he said this kalima. So at that last point, when he said this kalima, فَكَفَّ عَنْهُ الْأَنصَارِ. So that Ansari that was with me, he stopped. He didn't go any further. وَطَعَنْتُهُ بِرُمْحِ حَتَّى قَتَلْتُهُ. He said, but I went further and I pierced him with my spear. فَلَمَّا قَدِمْنَا الْمَدِينَةِ. When we reached Medina Sharif, بلغ ذلك النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال لي يا أسامة. So when we reached Medina Sharif, Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام asked me, he said, oh أسامة, أقتلته بعدما قال لا إله إلا الله. So the news obviously had reached Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم. So he asked that Usama bin Zayd رضي الله عنه was a very close companion of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. One other thing we learn from this hadith is that it doesn't matter how close a person is with you. When it comes to matters of deen, you have to be very straight. Very, very straight. There's no such thing, and this person is close to me, and that person is not close. But you have to be extremely careful, because these are the matters of deen. There's not some type of personal relationship that we had. So here, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked this close sahabi of his, that, oh, Hazrat Usama radiallahu anhu, did you kill this person? Ba'dama qala la ilaha illallah. After he said la ilaha illallah, so Hazrat Usama radiallahu anhu tried to explain the situation. قلت يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إنما كان متعوذا. This person only said لا إله إلا الله to get protection. Because now when we overpowered him, at that point he said it. فقال قتلته بعدما قال لا إله إلا الله فما زال يكررها علي حتى تمنيت أني لم أكن أسلمت قبل ذلك اليوم. So Hazrat Usama رضي الله عنه says Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام kept on repeating this word that you killed him after he said لا إله إلا الله. You actually killed him. Did you kill him? Questioning him, rhetorical question. Did you kill him after he said, La ilaha illallah? He kept on saying this, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Hazrat Usama radiallahu anhu says, I thought to myself, how nice if I had accepted Islam after this incident. Because this Islam, my accepting Islam would have wiped off all my sins, including this mistake that I made here. That also Islam would have wiped out. Today's hadith, An Jundub ibn Abdullah radiallahu anhu, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ba'atha min al-Muslimina ila qawmin min al-Mushrikina. وأنهم التقوا فكان رجل من المشركين إذا ساء أن يقصد إلى رجل من المسلمين فقصد له فقتله. هذا جندب بن عبد الله رضي الله عنه. He said رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم sent out a small army, small detachment to go and fight some of the politicians, the mushrikeen. When they had met, then هذا جندب بن عبد الله رضي الله عنه, he's relating, he's looking and he's relating this whole incident. He said there was a person from the mushrikeen, the person from the enemy side, every chance he got to attack a Muslim, he was attacking a Muslim and he was killing him. So, this person, he's saying that this Muslim now, there was one Muslim that he noticed, and they thought it to be Osama bin Zayd radiallahu anhu. Ulama said, most likely it's the same incident that we read in this previous previous hadith, the incident that we read, most likely the same incident, but it's reported differently. So anyway, he's saying that I'm looking, there was one person from the enemy side, any chance he got to chase somebody, he's a Muslim, kill him, he was doing that. So one of the Muslims, we thought it to be Osama bin Zayd radiallahu anhu, sometimes Sahaba would mention a story like this, to keep the izzat of the Sahabi, to keep his izzat, so deliberately they won't mention his name. So it is mentioned, is we taught him to be as Osama bin Zayd radiallahu anhu. He said that he got a chance now to go for this person that was killing the Muslims. فَقَتَلَهُ So he got him and he killed him. وَأَنَّ رَجُلًا مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ قَسَدَ غَفَلْتَهُ Sorry, this non-Muslim, he was killing the Muslims. So what happened now? Osama bin Zayd radiallahu anhu, he said, what I want to do is I want to catch him unawares. When I catch this non-Muslim unawares, at that point I will get him. وَكُنَّا نَتَحَدَّثَ أُنَّهُ أُسَامَ بِنْ زَيْدَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ We would say that this person was as Usama from the Muslims, Usama bin Zayd رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ فَلَمَّا رَفَعَ عَلَيْهِ السَّيْفِ قَالَ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ فَقَتَلَهُ So, at that point now when he managed to catch, imagine this person was a non-believer, every opportunity he had to catch the Muslim, he would catch him, he would kill him. So like that he was catching and killing so many people. But now when Usama bin Zayd radiallahu anhu picked up his sword now to attack him, at that point, at crucial point, he said, La ilaha illallah. فَقَتَلَهُ Despite this, Usama bin Zayd radiallahu anhu, he had killed him. فَجَاءَ الْبَشِيرُ إِلَى رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ So one person came to give the good news to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم that this detachment you have sent, this army you have sent, they have won that battle. فَسَأَلَهُ وَأَخْبَرَهُ It was a habit of Nabi عليه السلام. He would ask for some kalguzari. To tell me what happened. So obviously if there was something wrong, he could correct them. And if there was something they did right, he could motivate them. So this is very important also to take some type of report. You know, whether it's in our businesses, whether it's in our dini kam, whether it's whatever we've got to do. If we have sent somebody out on an errand, it's nice to take some type of report so we know what is happening. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam took some report. حَتَّى أَخْبَرَهُ خَبْرَ الرَّجُلِ كَيْفَ صَنَعَ Until it was told to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam that this is what happened. There was a non-Muslim that was killing the Muslims and one person got him. And at the last moment that non-Muslim read the kalima la ilaha illallah. فَدَعَاهُ So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had called that Muslim. فَدَعَاهُ فَسَأَلَهُ فَقَالَ لِمَ قَتَلْتَهُ He asked him, why did you kill this person? فقال يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أوجع في المسلمين وقتل فلانا وفلانا So then this Muslim mentioned Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام that this person caused so much of harm to the Muslims and he killed this person and he killed that person and he started naming who he had killed وسمى له نفرا He named a few Muslims that were killed by this non-Muslim وإني حملت عليه فلما رأى السيف قال لا إله إلا الله قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قتلته And then he told Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, at the point when I lifted up my sword to now attack him, at that point now he said, La ilaha illallah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam told him, did you kill him? Asked him again, did you kill him? Qala na'am, he said, yes. Qala fakayfa tasna'u bi la ilaha illallah idha ja'at yawm al-qiyamah. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told him, what you going to do with this La ilaha illallah when it comes and it's presented on the day of qiyamah? When this La ilaha illallah of that person is presented on the day of qiyamah, what are you going to do at that time? Because this kalima is so powerful. Now at that time, now at that crucial moment when this kalima is presented, what would you do at that moment? قَالَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ إِسْتَغْفِرْ لِي Sahaba was such that they always admitted, they would never keep justifying anything. If it was brought to their attention that they did something wrong, even if it was by gesture, immediately they would ask for pardon. So at that moment also, imagine, after doing such a courageous thing, he tells Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, please ask Allah Pak to forgive me. فَقَوَقَالَ كَيْفَ تَسْنَعُ بِلَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, to impress again, كَيْفَ تَسْنَعُ بِلَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ إِذَا جَاءَتْ يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam again asked him, that what are you going to do with this La ilaha illallah that will be brought on the day of Qiyamah? فَجَعَلَ لَا يَزِيدُ عَلَىٰ يَقُولُ كَيْفَ تَسْنَعُ بِلَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ إِذَا جَاءَتْ يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ And then he mentions that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam kept on saying this, he increased, I mean he said this for a few times, that what will you do with this kalima La ilaha illallah when it will be brought on the day of Qiyamah? This shows us how powerful this kalima is. That when a person reads it, imagine in a state of kufr, it gives him so much of protection. It has the ability of forgiving all his sins. Imagine if a believer, one of us, we bring this kalima and we read this kalima also. How much power this kalima has. So therefore this is a very great aspect as far as our deen is concerned. That Allah Pak has given us such words that have so much effect and so much of power. Sometimes we wonder that what it is. Well, kalima means nothing. But this kalima, the shahada, is such a great thing. Therefore, it is a distinguishing thing, or the visa that will give a person Jannat, and it is a visa that will deprive a person of Jannat and enter him to Jahannam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of appreciating this beautiful deen that He has given us. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi.